This is Ken Kennedy, and this is Ken Zoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 51, recorded on Wednesday, August 21st, 2013. This is a back in Atlanta episode. I came back in this morning. I'm working in the office for a couple days this week, and then I'm leaving tomorrow afternoon, driving back to North Carolina, back home, and so I'm here in the apartment, and was trying to come up with what I was going to talk about. I actually thought, well, at first, I thought I might talk about The Wise Man's Fear, the second book of after Name of the Wind, because I was like, I've been liking it. I cranked through it some more last night after, I have to admit, you know, when I get into books, I tend to read pretty hard. So I read some more of it last night, and then I read some more of it during my lunch break after I got into Atlanta, and a little bit more later. And I take computer breaks, you know, for like 5 to 10 minutes when I'm sitting at the computer all day, so I can take breaks and switch to, of course, now I'm switching to a phone or a tablet, but still, it's a little bit better than or also my regular Kindle. Still better than staring at the screen or the computer screen for, you know, hours at a time. I was like, oh man, I might actually finish this thing and be ready to talk about it too. And then I realized, oh, it's 1,000 pages. And I read fast, but I'm not getting through 1,000 pages. I am about 30% of the way through, though. So, but almost a third, I think. And I'm definitely enjoying it. So, I'm impressed for, and I'm actually pleased to hit something that I'm enjoying, because, you know, like I've kind of mentioned before, and when I find things that I like, I really enjoy like jumping into them and cruising along. And so far, this has not disappointed me. So, I'm glad that I've found something that's pretty enjoyable. I'm glad I actually looked at that page of the 100 best science fiction or whatever. But I can't talk about that since, other than saying, yeah, I'm enjoying it so far. I'm nowhere near the end. Not even close to the end. Freaking 1,000 pages. It's like a Neal Stephenson novel. So I was booting up the computer this evening after I got home and ran, and oh my God, whew, running in Atlanta, man, talk about humid. And decided to put up League of Legends, and it's been a patch, so I had to wait for the client to install, and I was floating around through that, and I realized, I'm like, hey, I'll talk about computer games for a little bit. That's another nerdy thing that I do. You know, you've got the science fiction, you got the con stuff. I'm not only a board gamer, I really enjoy board gaming. I'm a fairly, in none of these things do I hit the crazy nutball. I mean that in because I know plenty of them in every one of these. I mean that with all, you know, no malice, no, you know, nothing bad. But I'm hardcore casual in most of my geekness, if that makes sense, or casual hardcore. I don't know which way you'd say it. For the most part, I usually don't go completely insane. It's usually pretty easy, and that's kind of like pornography, you know it when you see it. But since it's usually easy for me to find someone within a fairly small, you know, expanse, within my group of people that I know, that I look at and go, okay, as much as I like this, they're crazy. I'm in that like it, do it, but not insane about it area most of the time. I'm not going to say never, but most of the time. So, yeah, I game both console and PC and mobile nowadays. Not nearly as much of that, but console and PC. For a while, I got into the console game late. Both early and late. I actually had an Atari Jaguar. For those of you who know what that thing, that was pretty cool. It's where I first played. May have been where I first played Doom. If not, I've certainly played a lot of Doom on it. That was, you know, back in the early to mid 90s. But yeah, when the like the PlayStation, never had a PlayStation 1, finally got an Xbox, probably 2004, maybe something like that, maybe 2005. I now have an Xbox 360 and a PS3. But I'm definitely more of a casual. There are a few games that I like, but I'm more casual on the console side. I probably have, when I've gotten closer to, I do this a lot. It's been on the PC rather than the console. And I play varying sorts of games, but anyway, what I was actually going to talk about is League of Legends. So I had to let that thing update this afternoon, and then when I brought it up, I had a security thing, so there was a big deal yesterday, and this is part of the reason I was like, oh, I'll at least talk about this. League of Legends servers were they announced yesterday that their servers had been, whatever you want to call it, hacked, and a bunch of hash passwords were gotten, so they made everybody change their passwords. While I was getting into all that, I'm like, I'm monkeying around with League of Legends, I might as well talk about it. Because hard to guess how many people in my subscribers are League of Legends fans. You know, there's only like six. I know Charlotte is. I'm pretty sure Dave Slusher isn't. And I don't even know the rest of you. All four of you. But we'll talk about League of Legends for a minute. It's actually pretty interesting. It's the whole, if you're not into gaming, the whole notion, it is one of the games in what's called the free-to-play model. So you don't actually pay for the game. And it's an enormously successful game within that model, and also not one of the douchebaggy, enormously successful, like the Zynga games that are on Facebook that, you know, have people spending $200 or $300 to just get more coins to click on their crops more and spamming their friends and all that stuff. League of Legends is pretty interesting. Its history, it was actually based on a modification that was made to a game called Warcraft 3, which came out probably late 90s, I guess, early 2000s. I didn't actually look that up. But they went ahead and built their own game engine and everything. And so it's a top-down kind of that isometric view, that 2.5D view, team versus team. It's usually 5-on-5. There are some modes where it's three people on three. And you play, or the gamer itself is called a summoner, who summons champions to play for them in this field of battle. And sometimes they do things that are kind of capture the flag-ish. Sometimes they do things where you're destroying each other's headquarters sort of thing. And you've got these it's very fantasy based. So there's typically pretty magic type champions, and they range from melee fighters who are fighters with big swords who go in and wail on everybody to spell casting types that throw fireballs at each other, to support types who, you know, their primary job is to heal the other players, things like that. And they run the gamut. In fact, you pick these champions, and there are over 115-ish now, something like that. So well over 100 of these champions. And the way things work is you can only pick champions from the stable of champions that are available to you, and champions are what you pay for, partially, or one of the main things that you pay for. However, there are always free champions every week. A different set of champions, they kind of cycle through most of them. There are probably a few champions that they don't put in the free-to-play mode, I'm guessing, just because usually it's high level of difficulty. You know, some of the champions are really easy to play, and some of them are pretty challenging to play. They could be very powerful if you know what you're doing, but they're hard. They're not for beginners, basically. And so everybody, you know, if you go and download League of Legends right now, you're going to have 10 champions you can play. And then the payment model allows you to pay real money or game money to buy additional champions. Or in other words, say you download it today and there's a magic using champion called Annie who throws fireballs, and she's a little girl, and she has a pet, she has a stuffed bear that has her ultimate power. She throws it down on the ground and it becomes a giant bear and like wails on people. let's say Annie is free to play this week, and you play Annie for a few days, and you really like her, and you're like, oh, but, you know, on Tuesday, when they switch new champions, I'm not going to have access to Annie anymore. Well, you can buy Annie. You gain money in the game for playing, and you slowly build up enough money that you could potentially, and bear in mind, there are nuances to this game that I'm not, hell, there are many nuances to this game that I'm not even aware of, because that's, I'm, like I said, casual hardcore. And there are certainly nuances that I'm not even going to try to get into here. But, so you decide you can either buy any with the points that you build up in the game, or you can spend your hard-earned cash. And buy a different type of the in-game money is called, this doesn't matter, but in-game money is called influence points. The real world money is called Riot points, because Riot Games is the name of the company that makes League of Legends. And so you can spend these in-game points and, or you can spend either of these sets of points and buy a champion, and that means you have them permanently. And like I said, the champions run the gamut of every type of, you know, there's stealthy ones that can go invisible, and there, you know, there's everything imaginable. So Riot Games makes money off of people buying champions, which is a clever model in my opinion, especially since they roll through these champions, you know, so often. But the amazing thing to me is that I'm sure they make way, way more money. They allow champions to be customizable through skins. And they'll, again, with this, like, for example, the Annie character that was talking about, little girl, she has an Alice in Wonderland skin. And this, so, does it change her play? It changes some of the sounds sometimes, and maybe the visuals on what some of the spells and the stuff look like, but it does not change how the character plays in any way. And you can only buy skins, and every champion has multiple skins. You can only buy skins with Riot points. I've never spent any money. I've spent money on champions, not on skins. I have a couple skins because it's easy. Like if you like them on Facebook, you can get a skin, things like that. But I know people that have tons of skins, and you're like, those were bought with real world money. It's amazing. I mean, I don't begrudge anybody doing it. It's no big deal. But I'm just fascinated by the notion that Riot can make the amount of, you can be, do as well as they do. And one of their primary ways of doing it is people having these free to play champions, you know, potentially free to play champions, that you buy a skin for so they look different in the game. It's crazy. It's very, very interesting. And you can buy a few other things like, basically experience things that make your influence points in the game go up faster, things like that. But that's really, I mean, well, that's, again, like I said, I'm not talking about the nuances of the game or the, you know, the metagame, anything like that. You know, there are established ways to play that much like if you bet weirdly, I don't know if you've, like if I have never been to Vegas, but I've been to Atlantic City a few times, and play blackjack, and if you play blackjack and you do something weird at the table, like you double down in the wrong place, or you split something that the rules suggest that you shouldn't split, things like that, you get people freaking, so like the metagame of the game, you get the people around the table freaking out at you because you're changing what they expect the card that they should get. Whew, I've had people freak out at me over that. Same thing in League of Legends. And it's a notorious, like, because there's a little chat system built in, and a lot of people use voice chat and stuff. And it's notoriously horrible for, especially once you get a high enough level, you play in games where you're ranked according to other players, with other players. And especially once you get into ranked, League of Legends is worldwide notorious in the gaming community for how, you know, horrible people will be to each other and just the terrible things that they'll chat and, you know, just blah blah, just terrible cursing, you know, threats, all sorts of crazy stuff. But nevertheless, I find it an amazingly relaxing and fun game. There's different modes, like I said, fastest mode. You can be a lot of times in and out of a game in 10 to 15 minutes, especially since you could also choose to play as a group of players against bots, like the computer server running all these, the enemy. On the other hand, if you're playing a big 5v5 team against other humans, on the longest running board called Summoner's Rift, those games can go 45 minutes to an hour, and you're like glued to your seat. You can't go anywhere during that entire time. It's kind of crazy. So anyway, that is so that's a game that, like I said, I am in and out of it. I'm not even maxed in rank, so that I can play in the ranked games. I'm like right in the middle. I've still got a ways to go to get there. And like I said, I have two friends that I know, like two friends off the top of my head that have multiple accounts, highly ranked, spend tons of time in this game, absolutely know, amaze me with the amount of information that they know about every character and every way to outfit them. And you know, it's absolutely mind-boggling the amount of information they have in their head about this game. Way, way, way more than I do. And yet, I still have fun at it. So I'm actually getting ready. I just passed the client, and I changed my password, and I'm getting ready to go in and play a couple games. So that's where I'm off to now. So this has been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. That's at kenzoid.com, K-E-N-Z-O-I-D. The email address is kkennedy@kenzoid.com. My Twitter handle is Kenzoid. My Google Plus profile will be linked to in the show notes. This podcast is Creative Commons License Attribution Share Alike version 3.0, and it's part of the Dog Days of Podcasting podcast, which is at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. We'll be podcasting pretty much every day until the end of next week, or until August 30th, the first day of DragonCon. And after that, hopefully, pretty frequently, as I'm definitely getting in the groove now. So, all right, folks, thanks a lot, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. See you.